Psalm 143. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications. In your faithfulness, answer me, and in your righteousness, don't enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight will no man living be justified. So it's as if David is recognizing that he's sinned, and he's asking God not to go into all that. And that is how we should treat others, because how God treats us is how we should treat others. And Paul talks about love in 1 Corinthians 13. He talks about not keeping a record of wrongs. And I think this desire to endlessly go into the past with people, well, you can do that, although it won't actually resolve anything, really. And yet, if that's how you want to treat people, well, that's how God's going to treat you, probing around in your past. Why didn't you repent of this? The stuff that you've probably even forgotten. So that's not how we should be with others. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He's smitten my life down to the ground. He's made me to live in darkness. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart is desolate within me. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I reflect on the work of your hands. That's what we should do. Not remember the sins of others in the past, but remember how God has been good to us in the past and not forget those things. I stretch forth my hands unto you. My soul thirsts for you, as in a thirsty land. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Don't hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, for my enemies are all around me. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. So I think this may have started at the time when David was being hunted by Saul, and he just didn't know what to do. He didn't know where to run to, where to go. He really felt that when he got up in the morning, that might be his last morning. And he says, please preserve my life and save me in the morning to see another day. I think that's what he's saying. And yet God had said, you will be king. But yet his faith in that went up and down. Quicken me, O Lord. That is, put life in me. Wake me up. Put your life, your spirit into me. And that is what God is offering us in the gift of his spirit, that his life will be in us. So quicken me, enliven me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy those who are afflicting my soul, for I am your servant.